The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live, and thank you for joining me on this Thursday. I had to think for a minute. Thursday afternoon. My telephone number continues to be 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. President Trump released a video last evening, right at 6 o'clock, just as I was going off the air. I wish he would have released it just a little bit sooner so that I could have played the audio for you. If you have not watched it or listened to the speech, it's about 5 minutes and I think 30 minutes long, a little bit too long for me to play on the air. But I encourage you to listen to it. It's wonderful. It's one of the finest speeches he has ever given. And I do not want to diminish in any way how powerful the speech was, how good it was, how right it was. I don't want to diminish that. But I will say I wish he would have given that speech on Tuesday of a week ago, or Monday. Seriously. If President Trump had given the speech that he did last night, on Monday or Tuesday of last week, before the demonstration, protest, breach of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., there is absolutely, positively no way that the House of Representatives could have impeached him. I think they would have tried. I think they were determined to impeach him no matter what happened. Because do you remember on the day of his inauguration? If you don't believe me, check it out. On the day of his inauguration, 4 years ago, major American mainstream media newspapers were reporting the Democrats are starting the impeachment process. He hadn't been president for 24 hours. And major newspapers and news outlets were reporting that the Democrats were already planning his impeachment. Now, what does that tell you about their impartiality or their objectivity? They impeached him yesterday because of inciting an insurrection. He didn't. I have said repeatedly, I wish he would have been more forceful on last Wednesday when he gave a speech to try to try a little harder to defuse the situation. He didn't say anything to incite. The whole impeachment thing was totally bogus, absolutely partisan. But let me repeat. If he had given the speech that he gave last night, on Monday or Tuesday of last week, I still think the Democrats would have tried to impeach him, but I don't think there is any way in the world they could have done it. Even Democrats who walk lockstep behind Nancy Pelosi, I don't think their conscience would allow them to. I was proud of him. He did not even mention the impeachment. He said nothing divisive in any way, shape, or form. He categorically condemned all violence and made it very clear. If you're involved in violence, you're not one of my supporters. If you were one of those that tried to breach the Capitol building, you are not one of my supporters. Don't count yourself as one of my supporters. Our movement is about fighting for truth, but our movement is about law and order, supporting the police, not attacking the police. It was a good speech. It really was. And again, I don't want to diminish its importance in any way. I just want you to know that. It just makes me sad because I think it was too late. I think it was too late. What's fascinating as we learn more and more and more about the riot that resulted in the breach of the Capitol building in Washington. CNN, and by the way, I never look at CNN, never, 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 unless a news story pops up or somebody else alerts me of something. I just don't go there. They're so biased, unbalanced. I don't visit their website anymore. But someone sent me an article and I checked it out. CNN, of all people. Now, get the irony of this. And I talked in my teaser a minute ago about hypocrisy. I'll get to that. There's an enormous amount of hypocrisy and there's an enormous amount of irony. The Democrats and 10 Republicans impeached the president yesterday for insurrection. It was totally, completely, absolutely about last Wednesday. The entire impeachment was only about last Wednesday. The president, in his speech, incited violence and incited an insurrection last Wednesday. CNN today, CNN of all people, CNN today is reporting that the FBI now has information where they honestly believe that the attack was planned well in advance, that many people came to Washington, D.C. prepared with weapons, a plan, a tactical strategy to overcome the police, to get into the House of Representatives and to the Senate, to breach the Capitol building. It had been planned in great detail long before last Wednesday. The FBI says they now have evidence that people left the rally where Trump was speaking to return to the vehicles and so forth to get weapons, handcuffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, think about this. Then if those that primarily were responsible for the violence had planned it well in advance of last Wednesday, then how could they impeach President Trump for being the cause of the violence? Intentional pause. I want you to think about that. If the FBI has information and CNN believes it, that this was planned, well planned, in advance of last Wednesday, how in the world then can they impeach Donald Trump for causing the violence because of a speech that he gave on Wednesday? Yeah, inquiring minds want to know. But as I continually say, the liberal left doesn't care about facts or truth, but emotion and hysteria. And in this case, revenge. It's all about revenge. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I know you're probably tired of hearing me say it, but I need to continue saying it for at least a little bit longer until the message really gets out and through. Folks, listen, we who are conservatives, especially we who are Christians, need to deal with truth, only the truth, not conspiracies, not exaggerations, and we must be balanced. If we condemn violence on the left, we need to condemn violence on the right. We cannot make excuses for people who break the law, violate the law, simply because they are more ideologically close to us than them. And I want to make something clear. I do not doubt for one moment that there were people associated with Antifa at the Capitol building last Wednesday. I don't doubt that for one minute. Got an email from someone this morning. Bob, I don't know why you keep denying that Antifa was at the Capitol building. I have said exactly the opposite. I've never denied that they were there. I keep saying I'm sure they were. But I think there is insurmountable evidence that the majority of the people that breached the Capitol building, caused the violence, the injury, and even the deaths, were not Antifa. They were radical, unbalanced, unhinged people who believe that they were supporting Donald Trump. Donald Trump has condemned them. Good for him. And we should condemn them as well. Got another email today. Bob, I usually enjoy listening to your program, but you've got to stop paying attention to mainstream media. And it wasn't an angry or mean-spirited email. I want to make that sure. But he said, you've got to quit. You know, you've got to start consulting other news sources. And I wrote back and said, thank you for writing. But I don't ever consult mainstream media. It has been months, probably years, since I have seen a single NBC, ABC, CBS newscast. It has been ages since I've seen a CNN newscast. Don't watch it. MSNBC, CNBC. I don't read the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, the Washington Post. Occasionally, I want to print a story from the Washington Post, but you have to subscribe. And I'm too cheap to subscribe, and so you get like three free articles a month, and then after that, you can't even access it. I consult over a dozen different news sources every single day, and none of them are mainstream media. Not one of them are mainstream media. I consult a lot of news sources. I am extremely skeptical of the fringe news sites. And there's a bunch of them on the right. They have a lot of good stuff. They have a lot of correct factual stuff. They have a bunch of conspiracies and junk and garbage. And I'm very skeptical of those sites. I look at them. I do, but then I check a little further, a little deeper to see if what they're saying is absolutely true. So we're going to find out, I think, who was behind it. Radicals on the left and on the right. But so far, the people that have been absolutely identified have not been Antifa. The person that it is believed is responsible for the death of the Washington police officer. You know the story. The Washington police officer was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. He didn't die instantly. There was something, his brain was damaged. He went back to the precinct, collapsed, and died that night in the hospital. But he died because he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. We now know, pretty sure, who threw the fire extinguisher. An older, retired firefighter from Pennsylvania. Not some young Antifa radical. Sadly, a Trump supporter. A retired firefighter from Pennsylvania, and he has been charged with lots of charges. If they can absolutely prove with the video footage that he is the one that hurled the fire extinguisher, resulting in the fireman's death, I would assume he will be charged with homicide. And by the way, he should. So, And who knows? Maybe this will be the last time I say this. Probably should be, because I'm becoming repetitious, and I apologize. But still, so many people are unhinged and believing conspiracies. Let's be consistent. Let's find out who was responsible for what happened in Washington, D.C., If they're Antifa, throw the book at them. If they're Trump supporters, throw the book at them. This kind of activity cannot be condoned. And we need to stand united against it. Whoever these people were and whatever their political persuasion. All right. We'll move on. Promise when we come back.